You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Welcome back to the How to Tour Italy show, and we have Miss Kathy McCabe with me from DreamOfItaly.com. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you for being part of my last stateside show here. I'm off to Italy on Tuesday, so thanks for being a part of it today.
Great.
It's going to be cool. And Kathy and I, for everyone out there, we're going to be still doing our segments every week for the near future at least and beyond, because I think we have lots of good information that Kathy shares. I think it's valuable for everyone to listen to. And please follow her on Twitter at Dream of Italy.
Great.
Wonderful stuff. And so what we're going to talk about today for Kathy and I thought we would just talk a little bit about some of the things people need to do to prepare for their extended stay in Italy, whether it's 2 weeks, a couple of months, or a year. I mean, there's some things that I think people need to do, and I believe Kathy agrees. And maybe I'll start the conversation, but I think the first thing to do is to buy, depending on what your goal is there, if you're going just to travel, even if you're going to work, I think is to buy guidebooks and gather as much information as you can about the city, the village, or the region that you'll be living in, because that's where you're going to do most of your exploring. And I think it's nice to kind of dive in, because you have a wonderful opportunity to really roll your sleeves up and learn everything there is to know about the people, the culture, the history, and the art of that particular region.
Yeah, and I also recommend buying a newsletter called Dream of Italy.
Absolutely true.
But that gives you some more up-to-date information and also information you can't find in guidebooks, because, guidebooks are wonderful and I use them, but one interesting sort of tidbit about them, and it's strange how it hasn't changed much, I did some freelance work updating a couple guidebooks, and between the time I handed in my information and the time the book was published was probably 15 months, 18 months. And so then you figure then that's out on the bookshelves maybe 6 months before you pick it up.
Right.
And a lot of the information you're getting is 2 years old. Of course, lots of it is still good. But, another good idea might be also to try to find, like if you're going to spend your time in Florence, there's an English language newspaper called The Florentine online. So you can try to find out if there's an English, newspaper for the area where you're visiting. And I'm sorry, I live near National Airport in D.C. and have my window open and there goes some planes, which is kind of appropriate.
But. Yeah, right? It kind of fits into what we're talking about, so it's fine. No, but I agree, Kathy. I mean, I think, in fact, my last segment, I talked about my own guidebook and how, and I even mentioned, I purposely didn't include names of restaurants except for a couple of that are staples of Rome that I think are must visits. But I only included information about dishes to order and some dining tips and what one could expect, because I think the information does get outdated and it changes so frequently that it's best to have a website that you can go to or a newsletter that you can go to that can be updated with the most current information. Because I agree with
right.
you. I mean, things get outdated very, very quickly. And even though these cultures are thousands of years old, restaurants change, cafes close, things happen, prices change. In fact, in Italy, one thing that you should always be aware of, that the hours that are presented in guidebooks are rarely accurate, meaning the museum hours change, days of the week that they're going to be closed are different. So be sure you do your homework before you get over there, because you don't want to be caught in front of the Vatican with "sorry, we're closed today" sign.
Right.
Which unfortunately happens quite a bit.
Right. And one little tip on that is I think it's the last Sunday of the month they have the free Sunday, and that's like the worst time to go.
It really
everyone
is.
Everyone, their mother go when it's free. So, it's better not to save the money. It's better to pay the money and go when it's not as crowded.
Absolutely true. Yeah, it does get overrun, doesn't it? It's almost unbearable. And forget about just the wait outside. When you get inside, you're shoulder to shoulder with everybody the entire time. There's no break. So it's something to consider, too. The other thing, too, I think planning to go, and Kathy, I've turned lots of people on to your stuff on Twitter and your website because of all the great information about attaining the best flights. And we've talked about this in the past, but there are so many great deals out there. In fact, you just put something out on Twitter a second ago about a discount for renting a car in Europe.
Right.
And there's a rental code that people could use from Dream of Italy. Maybe you want to talk about that since it's your post.
Well, if they come to Twitter and sign up, and if they go to @DreamOfItaly, they'll see we have a 5% discount on auto Europe rentals. And so you can use the discount code and get 5% off. I actually use Auto Europe myself and have even before I had this relationship with them with the code, just because I've always gotten the best prices through them. So there's, you know, and they're offering, just to use them as an example, they're offering all kinds of perks like free GPS or free upgrades. You know, everyone with the economy is, you know, trying to either add something of extra value or lower their prices or both. But if you think that means that you'll be able to easily find like a hotel room in Rome, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
You know, those places still are really booked up. You might get a better deal, but it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean wait till the last minute, which is usually what I do. So don't do as I do as I say.
Exactly.
You know, start planning as far ahead as you can, but you'll probably be able to get some good deals.
For sure. And, the farther ahead you plan, the better, you know, you'll find what you're looking for and where you want it, as opposed to getting stuck somewhere you don't want to live. Because if you want something in the center of Rome and you don't have if you don't have it by now and you're planning on going in June, my bet is you're going to have a hard time finding it, or you're going to get stuck in a very expensive location.
Right.
I'm guessing. The other thing too, before people go, there are lots of great websites, maybe we can Twitter about this later, but lots of great websites where you can actually rent an apartment, and they help you online do so. And they're used to, you know, expatriates coming over and spending, an extended period of time there. Or even if you want to spend just the summer there, you can either rent a villa, which is a great way to go, or you can rent your own apartment. I think it's an excellent place. It's a great way to go. They manage the whole process for you. You pay a little bit of a fee, but it's great. So renting a villa or an apartment on your own is an excellent option, and a way more affordable option than staying in a hotel the whole time.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And you get that space, and you get to live like an Italian.
Yep.
so it's a really authentic experience.
It is quite nice. And so those would be the main things. And then another thing to talk about too is trying to learn the language a little bit. Now, you don't have to be fluent, but I think it's important to try and embrace at least the basics. You know, hello, how are you? Where's the bathroom? I'm allergic to shellfish, things like that.
Right.
Because you don't want, you know, bad things to happen to you on vacation. And then the other thing I would also say is maybe get
They just love it when you try. Italians just love it when you try to speak their language.
They really do, and they fully embrace it. It's not, even if you're horrible at it and get every pronoun wrong, they won't even smirk or make you feel uncomfortable at all. They may correct you, but then just continue on with the conversation as it were. So it's great. It's a great option. And I think out of all the regions in Italy, the one that is more apt to go right to English, not because they're frustrated or angry, but just because they want to make it comfortable for you, is in Florence. I find that even with, you know, I've been speaking Italian for a while, obviously, but they can hear my accent and they go right to English. And I'm like, I kind of smirk.
Right.
And if you ask them politely, no, can we continue in Italian? And they'll happily do so. So don't get frustrated or embarrassed if they, you know, if those you're speaking to, you know, kind of go right into English. It's not that they're upset at all. They're just trying to help you out. So, in terms of, another couple of tips that, people have been asking me about, do we need reservations for particular museums? And again, I can't believe I still get these questions. The answer is without a doubt.
Yeah.
100%. Don't even waste your time in line at the Uffizi or the Academia to see the David in Florence. If you don't have a reservation, you'll be there for hours if you even get in. Would you agree?
Right. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, it's amazing. And now I haven't done it yet. In fact, I am going to be trying it this when I get to Italy here next week about making reservations online for the Vatican. Every time I've gone, you weren't able to do so. But now that you can, I'm going to give that a try. So I'll report back. Have you had any experience with that or heard anyone using it? Is it as smooth as the other reservations?
I was saying they were having a problem with that, but that may have been a while ago.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's really important to. And there's also services. I know SelectItaly.com is one that you can pay a small fee and they'll book it for you. I think there's another website that's escaping me right now that you could also book tickets. But it really makes a big difference.
It does.
It's hot out there in the summer.
It is hot.
It's really hot. Do you really want to stand in line?
My friends at Context Travel will also, if you hit their website up, you can use their services and their concierge services, and they'll make arrangements, not only in Rome, but other cities that you're going to be
visiting. They are a really good company. That's a good suggestion, yeah. And if you take a tour with you.
That's right. You can take a walking tour with me, and I'll take care of all that for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Which would be great.
Definitely.
Well, good stuff. And I'm excited. I mean, we have about another minute here, Kathy, but I am excited, and I'm going to tell everyone to continue listening, because Kathy will be joining me on the show at, you know, same bad time, same bad channel here as we go forward week to week for 10 or 15 minutes, kind of discussing some additional.
Terribly jealous. I don't know. They're not here, so
that's right.
I've got to make some travel plans.
And then the other thing too, I'm going to be doing some website only, like director's cut content, which means that just because we're not on the air, that's our the specific hour from 11 to 12 central on Thursday, there will be kind of website only content and podcast only content that would be in addition to what we're doing on the show here. So, for example, if Kathy's got something going on that she wants to talk about, just because we're not on the show talking about it at length during the radio hour, we will definitely have it up and running kind of behind the scenes. You can download and listen to it as a podcast from either TalkZone.com, How to Tour Italy, or the How to Tour Italy podcast on iTunes.
Right.
So
and you'll be doing some blogging on the dreamofitaly.com in the US. Click on the blog, you'll be seeing some of your
that's right
work there as well.
And I'm very excited about that as well. So with that, Kathy, I don't know if next week's going to be a live show or a recorded show. I'm guessing it's going to be recorded since I don't arrive until late Wednesday to Rome next week. But I'll be in touch with you to kind of work out those details.
Well, have a safe trip.
Thank you very much. Wonderful talking with you, and I look forward to getting back in touch with you next week.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye.
Ciao. All right, everyone, that was Kathy McCabe. I'm always so pleased to have her on the show. She's got so much experience and such a great website at dreamofitaly.com. Be sure to go and check it out. Subscribe to her newsletter. She does great things for anyone that loves Italy or traveling to Italy. And with that, we have Ms. Janice Mancuso of 31 Days of Italians. How are you?
Fine, Anthony. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I got your book in the mail, and good. I have been reading it. It is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
It's called Con Amore. And everyone out there, if you love food and you love the Italian culture, this is a great, great book for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really put a lot into it, and I think it's a great book, too.
Oh, it really is. I like it, how you thread the story around the food, and it makes it a very touching kind of emotional cookbook. It's wonderful.
Yeah, a culinary novel with recipes, of course, and the history of Italy. I call it Life, Love, and Food Italian Style.
And does anything else go together like that? I'll tell you, that's a perfect fit.
That's right, it is.
Good stuff. And so we probably have time for one and a half people today, I'm guessing. So why don't we focus and kind of go a little longer on one person, and then you and I can talk today or tomorrow about how we're going to work our segments in going forward while I'm over in Italy, because that's something I did want to talk to you about.
Okay, that's great. Well, actually, I just wanted to finish up briefly on Amedeo Giannini, the founder of the Bank of Italy.
Sure.
After the earthquake in 1906, he started construction of all types of buildings in California, which created was the start of branch banking in America. So he actually created the branch banking system in America, and then he purchased the Bank of America. Because this was the Bank of Italy, he purchased the Bank of America for a nationwide banking system. So many say that the Bank of Italy became the Bank of America. And he also was very involved in agriculture and as the CEOs today receive bonuses and things along those lines, he received a bonus, but he gave, it was $1.7 million, he gave $1.5 million to the University of California to establish the Giannini Foundation to help with the agriculture, because he has started in agriculture, so to help with the produce business. So I just wanted to get that in. And the other person I want to speak about, there's two more if I can squeeze them in.
Sure.
One is very quick. One is Frank Capra, the famous director. And, of course, some of his movies were Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, You Can't Take It With You, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And the main reason why I'm tying him in, because also It's a Wonderful Life, that movie that everybody sees at Christmas time with George Bailey and the whole thing. And it's said that movie is based on Giannini's life, the banker from California, with where he started the lending money to the people who really needed it. And it's kind of an interesting tie-in that, because Frank Capra was Italian. He was born in Sicily, moved to America when he was six, and then went out to California. And many of his movies, the term Capra-esque is used to describe his movies, because they all have a very positive social cultural aspects with kindness and courage and optimism and overcoming a lot of obstacles like George Bailey did in his beautiful life.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that fits in pretty neatly to what's going on today and you know, not only our economy and our culture, but worldwide with kind of the downturn in things financially speaking. So maybe we should all take a turn and listen and watch a copper movie or two just to kind of lift our spirits up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And all of the information that I've mentioned, of course, is available at 31 Days Battalion. There's a lot more there, a lot of links or resources. You can just do a Google search and put it in, and you can go to the index of names, and everyone's listed there. There's lots of resources. If we have another few minutes, I can talk about one more, or do you want to?
Well, we have about 1 minute, so I don't want to rush you, but if you can maybe give a bit of a highlight or talk a little bit more either about your book or some of the other how to find your site a little bit, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about, of course, 31 Days of Italians, and one of the things I am working on is promoting Italian-American history, getting it into the schools. There's not a lot about Italian-American history in the schools. We talked about this earlier, where a lot of the explorers and initial Italians who are mentioned in the history books are actually attributed to other countries, with England or Spain or France. So one of the things I'm trying to do is to get those people attributed to Italy.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm working on. And, of course, another thing that people can do is sign up for Tutto Italiano, which is my newsletter. That's a monthly e-newsletter that's distributed, of course, through their email address. And it's all Italian, and it has all types of things. It goes over some of the things we've talked about on the radio segments, but the new things that are happening in Italy, a couple of things we're going to be touching on this month are Fiat, what's going on with Fiat, which is a lot of wonderful things that's happening with the company. It's moving into different areas. So this is a lot going on there. And then, of course, there's Conamore, which is, a recap of the history of Italy. Gives a very brief history of Italy because the history is tied into the food.
Sure.
Gives a history of the food, the Italian food in America, just the ones that are popular in America, the regional foods, and the recipes were created specifically for the book.
Great.
Created with the American taste in mind. And it has a great story that, and I'm working on I hope to have a prequel and a sequel.
Very nice. I love it, Janice. Well, thank you so very much for being a part of the show today. And you and I will be talking to get you linked up for future shows as I am doing the shows from Italy.
Okay, that's great.
Thanks, Janice. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the How to Tour Italy show. And we'll be back next week. Ciao.